Welcome to the Get Published podcast, sponsored by Brody Consulting Group. To get more information about our coaching, publishing, executive ghostwriting, and podcast production services, go to getpublishedpodcast.com. Hello, I am Paul Brody, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Get Published podcast, where we help authors get published with a proven system that works. Today, we're being joined by Jennifer Greenhall, author of Resonance. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Are you ready to get started?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. What is the one piece of advice that you would give to a first-time author who is currently writing their book?
I guess the biggest piece of advice would be not to be ruled by fear. Basically, let go, risk failure, and just do it. Get your book out there. I could have published my first book 8 years earlier, but I didn't. I just sat on it. I was afraid to take the plunge. I mean, I guess life did get in the way. I had to finish medical school. I, you know, had a divorce. I took care of my kids and had health issues. But I think that fear of failure was my biggest obstacle. And I think it's something that a lot of writers face. They think no one's going to read it. They're afraid of the negative feedback. But I think you just have to take the risk and do it and just get it out there.
Yeah, one of the biggest things that I always tell any prospective clients is don't be afraid to take the plunge. And I love the fact that you mentioned that.
Yeah, it's true. It's definitely true. It still holds me back, but I'm trying to not, you know, trying to overcome that obstacle.
Well, what do you feel is the hardest part about getting published?
Well, getting published itself just is kind of easy because you can just upload it online. But if you want to self-publish and produce a professional quality book that's on par with traditionally published books, I think the hardest part is finding your people. It's finding those professionals you trust and you feel comfortable working with, like the editors, the book cover designer, and other professionals. You need them in order to make a top quality book. And you really do not want to put your book out there without having done that, because you're doing yourself a disservice. So I think just finding those people that you feel comfortable with is, I think, probably the hardest part, especially because it's usually a completely new, arena for most people. I've never published anything before, so I don't know anything about this area. So I think that's the hardest.
Yeah, I would agree completely with you. I started my own author journey around 4 years ago, and I was very lucky. I found an amazing formatter, an incredible editor, and it's been the same team that I've utilized for all 14 of my books. There are people I recommend to my clients as well. But it literally is almost like American Idol, because they're auditioning for you to make sure it's the right fit. But the great thing is, once you find the right person, it's not only for your first book, it's for your fifth book, your 10th, your 14th, your 20th book, where you can build these long-term relationships and know that they're going to get the job done. You don't have to worry about them not doing what they say they're going to do. Everything's going to be done. Everything's going to be taken care of. But you're right. Finding the right person initially, that's one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah, I agree. I'm still working on getting all of those relationships set up and, consistent. So I think once I really get those people, then I'll feel much more comfortable with this whole business, really.
Well, let's talk about marketing. So please share a marketing strategy that you have used in your book launch that worked well.
Okay, well, I'm still new to publishing, so I don't know how much book launch advice I can give, but I have learned a lot from Mark Dawson's Self-Publishing 101 course and Ads for Authors course as well. I also regularly listen to the Self-Publishing Show podcast that he does and the Creative Pen podcast. And there are many other podcasts like yours out there as well to help. But I guess one bit of general advice I would give would be that you need to continually market your book. The environment is now pay to play. And a few years ago, it didn't used to be that way, but it is now. There are also just too many books available out there for anyone to find you without advertising, especially if you're a new author and you have, no record. So also one thing I found is that having only one book out makes getting traction much more difficult, at least much more difficult than I had expected. A lot of these podcasts I listen to, these people already have many, many books, and some of their strategies work when you have a lot of books, but they may not work when you only have one book out.
Yeah, it really is all about stacking your books. I mean, it's one thing I noticed after my first book, then second book, then third book. It definitely builds the momentum as you're going with that. But you're right, you do have to market your book continuously. And one of the best ways to do that is to have a second and a third book and a fourth book going several months after your initial launch and just keeping that momentum going down the line. And then,
Exactly.
yeah. And learning from podcasts, you mentioned too, that's a great strategy. We've done 100, I think 200, and I believe this is episode 225, if I'm not mistaken. Let me check my notes here. Yeah, 225, and we have learned and every possible marketing strategy you could imagine on our show, from wearing clothes to promote your book, and having embroidery the name of your titles, having car magnets of all things on your car. Utilizing your book for speaking gigs and different marketing launch strategies, utilizing social media, Instagram channels. We had a guy on the show recently who was using Twitch, the gaming streaming site that they can use. So I mean, it's just amazing all these different strategies that you can use that are available to you that really are a minimal cost. But you're right, the main thing with that is it has to be continuous. It has to be consistent where it's just a constant thing as you progress through this journey.
Absolutely.
Well,
I don't have any experience in marketing before this, and I was surprised, I think, as a new author to realize how much you need to know, or at least you need to get on board with.
yeah, one of the things I typically mention to my clients too is the last thing you want to happen is you don't want your book to disappear into the Amazon rainforest. Because as you mentioned, there are millions of books that come out every year. And if you don't have a marketing plan, if you don't have it marketed correctly, and realize that there is an investment with that. To make money, you have to spend money. And if you don't do it right, then your book is just going to disappear because there's just so many books that are out there right now.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about your favorite book. So, what is your favorite book, and what was the number one thing that you learned from it?
Well, my all-time favorite book is To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. And I basically fell in love with reading because of this book. When I was growing up, we didn't actually read that much. We were super active in sports. And then whenever my siblings and I were home, we were always told to play outside. So when I read this book in middle school, it really touched me. And since then, I've been an avid reader. So I think more than all the wonderful things in the book, just the fact that the book made me fall in love with reading is the most important thing.
And for a final question, what is your favorite quote and why?
Okay, this may seem kind of morose, but the English translation is "What doesn't kill me makes me stronger" by Friedrich Nietzsche. So if ever I'm having like a really tough day, I just kind of think of this quote and it helps me get through it. So that's one of my favorites.
Is an excellent quote. Jennifer, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show. What is the best way for people to find you online?
Oh, thank you for having me. The best way is to go to jennifergreenhall.com. That talks about my psychic romance resonance. And the second book in that series, Dissonant, should be out in March. And the third one, Entangled, should be out a month after that. There's another website I have. It's called themedicalexception.com. And I'm just starting this up right now. And that's sort of based on my medical expertise. But it's dealing with genetics and traumatic brain injuries, healthy aging, microbiome, and much more. And the reason I'm doing this is because a few years ago, I found out I had a mutation in a gene called complement component 3, and it made my recovery from a concussion very, very difficult. So I started this website so that parents are aware that they might want to check whether their children have this genetic mutation before they let them play contact sports. I think it's something everyone should probably find out whether they do or don't have. But anyway, so that's just another sort of side hustle, I guess you could say.
Jennifer, I want to thank you once again for being on the show, and I wish you all the best in your author journey ahead.
Thank you so much. I wish you the best as well.
Thanks again for joining us today. To learn more about how you can be featured in our brand new Get Published business book, go to getpublishedpodcast.com.